Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Technology and Automation in Benefits Planning and Execution. I'm Jennifer Lipto, Director of Research Operations for Arizon Research and Employee Benefit Advisor. Recent employer research commissioned by Equitable and conducted by Arizon Research and Employee Benefit News points to the growing importance of streamlined and functional benefits technology for both HR professionals and employees. In today's business landscape, with so many workers at remote locations, some of whom may never return to regular in-office job structures, benefits technology is key for communication, enrollment, and analytics, among other things. Joining us today to talk about this important topic is John Sugar, Chief Operating Officer at Equitable. Welcome to our podcast, and thanks so much for being with us, John.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you for having me today.
John, let's start by talking about the benefits technology elephant in the room, as it were. How have social distancing and the need to protect workers helped accelerate the move to digital benefits processes, a topic that has come up a lot with the employers in our research?
Jennifer, when you think back to 2019, who would have thought that where we'd be today? You know, when you think about 2020, so much really has unfolded, and it's really made the whole digital benefits landscape even more important than ever.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true, John. Let's dig in a little bit more and discuss how employers can go about digitizing their benefits workflow and how brokers can help them in this process. For example, in our research, employers reported on the different software they're using to help them with benefits. How can brokers work with employers to determine what benefits tech they currently have, assess what's working and what's not, and help them decide what needs they have that technology isn't meeting?
It's a great question, Jennifer. And I do think brokers play such a key role in really determining what benefit offerings are available. And the digital technology is a huge piece of that. I use what I refer to as the five C's, really, that lead up to what I call benefits comfort. And when you think about it, you know, it really starts with a conversation. When you think about the broker and the employer, really understanding the dynamics, everything about the employer, from people to the culture to the employer, really developing an understanding of the organization is important. So it starts with that conversation. And then with the broker and the employer, really from that conversation, it leads into collaboration. There's so many solutions that are available in today's environment, by really getting that feedback from the employer and from a broker standpoint, being able to take that feedback and compare that with what carriers are out there in a collaborative format. The conversation plus the collaboration really leads to what that broker brings, and that's a consultative approach. When you think of brokers in today's environment, more and more they're being leaned upon for their expertise, and they've really got to bring that to employers. The employers are dealing with so many things. So if a broker can take the burden away from the employer by being consultative, that really leads them to the next C. And that's really that capabilities. When you know the employer, you have the conversation, you can really understand what technologies are available and how do you find that right fit? Because there are different opportunities that exist for an employer and the capabilities from a technology standpoint. So really, understanding the nature and the needs of the employer, taking the benefit technologies out there from the expertise of the broker, and coupling those together with the carrier really leads to the ultimate outcome. And that's really having the confidence that an employer can provide benefits. You know, it helps the employer, and it also helps the employee, because at the end of the day, you know, we're really out there, the brokers are providing benefits to the employer to attract and retain employees. And there's just a variety of ways to do that today.
I love that, John. I think that's great. The five C's, really thoughtful and a good thing for everybody to keep in mind. So I'd like to turn our attention to technology integration. Can you talk a bit about how employers, with the help of their brokers, can streamline their benefits technology to avoid sort of data and manual errors and get the fullest picture possible of their company's benefits setup and functionality?
When you think about technology, the advancements that have been made today, really, they've occurred in all facets of our lives. You know, the aggregation of benefits and the ease and use of technology really has been greatly improved. Now, having said all that, really the key to avoiding the data and manual errors really begins with engagement. The broker and the employer really need to be fully engaged up front in the process. Those employers that are really willing to partner with the broker and carriers out there to really learn and leverage the technologies and the processes and requirements behind it, those are the ones that will most easily be able to adapt and really leverage the benefits that technology brings. You know, when you think about Equitable, for example, we talk about benefits being powerfully simple. And really that early engagement from parties early on, that's really the key to success. So again, to fully take advantage of technology, it's that engagement up front, an understanding of the requirements, and really collaborating together so that when technology is leveraged, the avoidance of data and administrative errors is greatly reduced by that upfront engagement.
You know, and I think something you said just there is really key, which is simple. If it's not simple and it's not usable, it's not going to work. So that's really something to keep in mind for anything technology related, isn't it?
It really is. And when you think about simplicity, just think about what we do in our day-to-day lives, day in and day out. How many of us are ordering things online? Could be shopping, could be food, but we're really accustomed to making it easy. And when you think of employee benefits, you know, that's really the goal, is how do we make employee benefits as simple as what we do day to day as consumers?
Completely. So I want to talk a little bit more about something that's come up a lot in some of our research, which is benefits usage and data. About a third of our respondents to one of our recent studies say they plan to conduct additional analysis of benefits usage and data for decision making in the coming months. Please share with us the role that technology can play related to benefits analytics.
You know, one thing that I truly believe in is that it's all about the data. And when you think about technology in today's environment, technology has really played a significant role in simplifying what used to take a lot of time and manual work to pull information together. And in the past, you'd provide things and pull things from a variety of formats. Today, you actually have the facts at your fingertips, and that actually makes it a lot easier. So when you think about technology and the data, it really provides just for a variety of scenarios, options, and variations to be generated. We're able to make and run more simulations, more scenarios. And when you think about it, everything from just understanding a status to individual tracking to utilization of benefits, all of those things can be run very quickly, you know, leveraging technology. And, you know, when you take a step back and think about it in our personal lives, how much we use technology and how simple it is and the data that's available to us to make personal choices, that's really the goal of employee benefits, how to leverage technology and make it just as simple to make those employee benefit decisions, leveraging data as easy as your personal shopping efforts.
Yeah, it's really about bringing that sort of consumerization approach to the benefits space so that, you know, in terms of people's lives and how they're thinking, there's a seamless use of technology throughout the different aspects of their lives, whether they be work or personal.
Lines have been blurred. Personal and business anymore. It's all about the technology and the availability of the data.
Absolutely. So, John, I want to thank you so much for your time today and for sharing all these great insights. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Was there anything that you wanted to wrap up with before we closed?
You know, in today's environment, the one thing that we would encourage and I would encourage is, you know, be open to technology, be open to all the benefits that it brings. And our times, we're operating in unprecedented times. But candidly, we can change what's taken place and really make the new norm a place where it can really help employers, employees, really provide those benefits and the peace of mind to employees and really take the burden off of employers. There's experts that are out there. I would encourage you to leverage those experts, you know, from a broker standpoint. And there's also companies and organizations out there really to help you. So please, I'd encourage you to take advantage of that.
Thank you so much. Again, we could all use some more peace of mind. For our listeners who'd like to learn more about the research and delve into additional research-related topics, I encourage you to visit the Benefit Technology Resource Center, which lives on the Employee Benefit Advisor website. Thank you, everyone, so much for joining us. And thank you, John, for joining us. Stay safe and be well, everyone.